you'll be bothered
sure.
that way too.
For sure.
Hey, how you doing? I'm Don.
Nah, I'm going to shake your hand.
Can I talk to you?
You can talk all you want.
Sir, that life is just as precious in there as your life is to you.
That's true enough. But how are you guys going to sit out here and harass people? You guys not even doing this. You are.
No, we
you're
don't.
Yelling and screaming at
but
people.
We can't,
they
we can't
come sir, because babies are being murdered.
But I'm
babies are being murdered.
Your science is good enough. All the
no.
screaming at
no, we're going to do whatever we can
but
to keep babies from being
you're
murdered.
You're not helping the situation.
You don't know that.
I do know that.
No, you don't. You've come in.
Anybody turn around since you came today?
Not today. We have one in there. We have one gal in there.
So your perspective is skewed. You brought a woman in here to murder a child.
No. That was both of our decisions, not just mine.
It's the wrong decision. You're murdering a child.
That's your opinion.
No, it's God's opinion. It's God's opinion, sir. It's God's opinion.
I understand all that, you know, God and this and that, but what if people don't believe in God?
You do believe in God.
No, how do you know I believe in God?
Because the Word of God says you believe in God. There are no atheists. There are no atheists. And that's why you blasphemed his name.
Even though I do believe in God, but I'm just saying.
Do you know you're going to stand before him and give an account for your life for this murder?
That
do you understand that?
Anything to do
it
with
sure
me.
Does. Yeah, it does. You're murdering a child today. And you don't know if you have
that's
tomorrow.
Yeah, I understand. Exactly.
You don't know if you have tomorrow.
Exactly. Now, who's going to take care of that baby if I'm not here tomorrow?
We can.
You can.
You're right. Yeah, you're right. We have families. We have families that are ready to adopt the children right now. We've got churches that are willing to support financially the mothers. As they, you're shaking your head no because it takes away your convenience.
No. Because
this is a murder of convenience. It's a murder of convenience because there's plenty of help out there. The child doesn't have to be murdered today.
Okay.
It's a murder of convenience.
All I'm saying, I heard to tell you guys, look, these people coming in here don't think that they're happy to come here.
Sure they are. Some women come in here bragging
see,
about how. Hey, I'm here 2 days a week, man. You're not.
Oh,
babies! Women come in here. Women come in here bragging about killing their babies.
Okay, but I mean,
some people are very happy about it.
I didn't see nobody bragging about anything.
That doesn't mean it doesn't happen. You're not all knowing.
Screaming at these people. That's not.
Yeah, because babies are being murdered.
Yeah, but
that's right.
Your sign says enough. Just by pulling in here, seeing your signs, that means a lot already.
So you know, we don't take the counsel of murderers, right? I mean, it's like you breaking into my home and saying, "Look, man, you shouldn't get mad at burglars." Right.
Yeah,
I mean, you shouldn't call the police about burglars. I'm trying to break into your home right now, and it's wrong for you to.
You know, certain things that you guys out here doing and saying, it doesn't add up. You know, you got to think
what?
About it. It's a lot
what
of different things.
What doesn't add up?
Saying this
for instance, slavery wasn't right.
No,
let's
it was
talk about
not.
Slavery.
It was not. You're
but
right.
They did that.
You're right.
Now,
you,
it was still murder.
You know,
it was still murder.
Do you know?
It was.
Do you know?
Right.
Do you know why murder? Do you know why abortion began in the United States?
No, I don't.
To eliminate your people group. To get rid of blacks. To get rid of blacks. And you're helping. You're helping them to annihilate your own people.
They've been trying to get rid of blacks.
And you're helping. You're aiding and abetting. You're no different from the slave owner.
It doesn't matter. All I'm saying is.
It doesn't matter to you because your conscience is seared. It doesn't matter to you because you don't want to deal with the truth.
What's the truth?
The truth is that a baby's being murdered in there. You have made a conscious decision to murder that child. And you're going to stand before God for that murder.
Wow.
And what happened with slavery 100 years ago, mm-hmm. that has nothing to do with the fact that when you stand before God, he's going to hold you accountable for your murder. He's not going to let you off the hook because other people committed slavery.
Like I said, I'm going to be standing before God for a lot of murder. So it's nothing, right? Okay, that's
no, it is something. We don't want you to go to hell.
That's it. I'm going to hell regardless.
You don't
but
have
I'm
to.
Already in here.
No, you're not.
Yes,
this is right, 78
now,
degrees in Southern California, clear sky, and we're not jacking you up for what you're about to do. You're not in hell. You're not in hell.
All I'm telling
is yeah, because
to these people.
They don't deserve respect. You want me to respect
that's
a murderer?
No,
that's like you breaking into my house and saying, man, you're not showing me any respect. What are you doing with that shotgun, Tony? You're not showing me any respect. I just came in here to break into your home, and you're disrespecting me as a burglar. That's ridiculous. You know what? Even if you think we are harassing, so what? They're killing children. You're murdering children. We don't care about how you feel about the murder.
If it doesn't even get anything resolved, I don't see why.
But you don't know that either.
Really yelling
you don't know. You don't, look, you have a conscience. That's why you're here.
No, I do have a conscience. Please, yeah, please. Right. My conscience was to come out here and sit and say, hey, you guys.
No, no, your conscience.
And y'all are making them feel even worse before when
But the reason you came out here is because you know that murder is wrong, and you're going to try to justify your unbelief at our expense.
No, no, no.
You know that murder is wrong.
Y'all have to yell at these people. And
sure, we do.
We've got
10
feet. It's perfect what y'all doing.
We've got 10 feet.
I'm all for it.
It doesn't matter what you're for. Sir.
That ain't right.
Sir, the murderer doesn't set the standard for how murder is stopped. Don't you see how ridiculous that point of view is?
No. I don't see it's ridiculous at all. I see you standing out here like the ladies do. They stand out here and they don't say a word. But you guys are too aggressive.
No. Too aggressive?
Yes.
You're murdering a baby. How aggressive is that?
Matter.
It does matter.
It doesn't matter.
It does matter.
That's their right.
It's not your right to murder a child.
That's their right.
It's not your right.
It's legal.
It doesn't make it legal.
That's what the Nazis told the German people, that the Jews were not people and it was okay to murder them. That's what the SS soldiers said when the camps were liberated in 1945. We're just doing our job. The government said this is okay. The government said these people are not humans.
Same with black people.
No, but
right? It was legal. It was legal to treat your people like cattle.
My whole thing.
See, you're not consistent, man.
No, I am consistent.
No, not at all.
You're not. All I keep saying.
You're not consistent.
Yelling and screaming at these people when they come in the door.
2 seconds to affect their conscience, and we're trying.
And it's not working.
You don't know that. It may not be working. No, it may not be working with you.
I'm on the street and look at you guys all day, and that won't work.
You don't know that.
I do know that.
You don't know that.
Man, I'm gonna sit here with you guys and look at this. Ain't nobody gonna turn out of here.
You don't know that.
Can I just have a name that you can give me?
My name is Fred.
Fred. Tony.
Fred. I'm Don.
Tony.
I know it's not Fred, but we'll call you Fred anyway.
Yeah. All right.
Fred. We have 20 seconds, probably, when they get out of the car till they go in that door. And we try to affect their conscience, which you're right. A lot of people's conscience is already bothering them when they go in there. It's that little voice that God puts in and says you're doing something wrong. So we're trying to affect that.
And Fred, you know you're doing something wrong, man. You know this is wrong.
I don't think.
Why you're out here?
Yeah, you do. That's why you're out here.
No.
Why you're out here, Fred?
I'm crazy.
You're not crazy, Fred.
I am Fred. No, for real. No, the thing is, I don't care about the time to talk here. I don't care about all that, and it's not about
but you're
the
here.
Conscience and all that.
But you're
it's
here.
Not that it's gonna change my opinion of my business. What I'm gonna do?
It's because your conscience is pricked, man. You know this is wrong.
No, I just like
you know it's
I just
wrong.
Didn't like it was just.
It doesn't matter what you like.
Came back out here
it's irrelevant.
You guys about
it's irrelevant. It's irrelevant for a murderer to say it's disrespectful you to yell at murderers. That's ridiculous.
No, it's not,
it means nothing. It is. You're a man who's committing a murder. You're a man who's committing a murderer, and you're coming out here and saying, hey, it's wrong for you to disrespect me as a murderer.
No.
You're a murderer.
That's not what I'm saying.
Well, that is what you're saying. That's what it is.
I'm screaming at these people going in
right, because they're murdering babies. They're murdering babies. You're murdering your son or your daughter, Fred. You're murdering your own blood.
Nope.
You're murdering your own blood, Fred. You're murdering your own child.
I care more about that child than you do. Why? It shouldn't be that way. It should be
you're the father, man.
No.
Fred, come on.
Do you know what? The half of these, see, what y'all don't really understand is half of these women that come up in here, they deal with more than one man. So you got to think about
that.
Take that into consideration.
And why would you murder? And why would you murder the child?
I don't think that's my case, but that's
and why would you murder the child for that reason? Why would you murder the child?
Because you're going to be the father.
There are thousands, tens of thousands of families that are ready to adopt a child today. It's an excuse. It's an excuse.
I mean, if you think about putting
it's an excuse.
Options,
yeah, it's an excuse.
Cool,
right. And the only reason you would, the only reason you, Fred,
the
only reason you wouldn't put the child up for adoption is because it's inconvenient for you. So this is a murder of convenience. That's all this is. This is a murder of convenience, Fred, and you know it. And that's why you're out here talking to us. It's not to convince us that we shouldn't yell at murderers.
No, that is.
Fred, no, Fred, it's not. Fred, it's not. Fred, and that's ridiculous for a that's ridiculous for a murderer.
You guys ain't the only people that be out here, and I'll never talk
so?
To them.
So?
But Fred, we're here to help you. We're actually here. We actually care about you. Just like Christ told us to love other people and care about them, that's how we feel about you and your girlfriend and your child. That's how we feel. And that's the God's honest truth. We're here to help you in any way we can. Whatever we got to do, we're here to help you. That's our genuine concern. We're not getting paid to be here. Nobody's giving us anything. We're not getting donations. We're here because we love you and we want you to know Jesus Christ and to save your child. That's why we're here. Period.
And that requires a voice. That requires a voice, man.
The mind is a voice also.
Fred, you know this is wrong, man. You need to go back in there and do the right thing. You know this is wrong. No,
I think the right thing is what I'm doing.
No. Killing a baby is never right, man.
Well,
I don't care how many murders you boast about, but murder's never right, man. Murder's never right. Your opinion's irrelevant. God is truth. Every man's a liar. Your opinion is irrelevant, Fred. Your opinion's irrelevant. You're not going to stand before God with your arms folded and saying, so what, man? You're going to be on your face.
You're not going to be.
You're going to be on your face.
Well, you listen to that.
I can understand all of that, but you guys is missing the point here.
No, you're missing the point, Fred.
These people
are murderers. Yeah, they're deciding to murder.
You guys are sitting here and
they're deciding to murder. Again, it is utterly Fred. Again, it's utterly hypocritical for a murderer to say you're not treating me nice while I'm committing a murder.
Of course, you guys are not going to agree with what I'm saying as far as going in this building.
Our opinion doesn't matter either.
Okay.
It's what God says.
Yeah,
God says you're murdering. That's what God says. Yeah. You're murdering someone created in His image. And it's true. How do you know? Tell me something. Tell me something, Fred.
Fred, I just can't call it right now.
How many books are in the Bible?
12, 13?
No, Fred. No.
How many?
Fred, you're speaking about a book you're ignorant of. You don't know the Bible.
Okay, well, I know some of it. And I don't believe everything that's in it.
Then you don't believe it. You don't believe the Bible. You don't believe it.
Maybe that's.
But you know it's true.
How do I know it's true if I don't believe it?
Because your unbelief is a lie. God has said you know that He is true. God has said that you know that He exists. God has said that you know that it's wrong to murder. God has said.
I do not believe.
It doesn't matter what you believe. What matters is whether or not what you believe is true.
Who wrote the Bible? Me, right?
God.
God wrote the Bible.
God wrote the Bible.
God didn't write
that. Yeah, He did. Sure He did.
Knock it off.
When was the last time you wrote a letter? Okay, who wrote the letter? You were the pen in your hand. Who wrote the letter?
I did.
Right.
Yeah.
God inspired 40 men over 1,500 years and three continents to pen His words. Yeah, God wrote the word of God.
My thing is, I'm just doing the same thing. Yelling and screaming at people don't help.
Right.
But you can
and
say, y'all murder. Just have a fun. You're a murderer.
We have those. Yeah, we have those too.
That's good enough.
No, it's not. Fred, you're a murderer trying to tell us how to stop murder. That's ridiculous, Fred. That's ridiculous, Fred. That's ridiculous.
But you guys are not helping.
You don't know that, Fred. You don't know that, Fred.
No,
you don't know that, Fred. Plus, we could also be out here as a sign of God's judgment. People know it's wrong. They're warned about it. They stand before Him when they die and they go to hell for their sin. We don't want that. We want people to come to faith in Jesus Christ and be saved from their sin. Unless they turn from their sin and put their trust in Christ, they go to hell for murder. Unless they turn from this, you're twisting my words. Unless, if they do not, Fred, if you do not turn from your sin and put your trust in Christ, you're going to hell. Not according to Tony, but according to God. You're going to hell. According to God. According to God, Fred. You don't set the standard, He does. You don't set the standard, Fred.
Y'all just have everything y'all gonna say instead of yelling. Fred.
Fred, we don't take the counsel of murderers, Fred. We don't take the counsel of murderers who tell us how to stop murder.
I almost hit you. Are one of you guys?
And so?
Then what happened?
And so?
He gets judged for that later, too. And you dead.
I'm not dead. I'm with my Lord. To be absent in the body is to be present with the Lord, man. And so? I don't fear what man could do to me.
Fred, we've had worse things happen than that.
You need to fear God who could you need to fear God who could destroy both your body and soul and hell.
Oh, I fear God.
No, you don't, Fred. You do not fear God, Fred. You don't fear God, Fred. You've created a God in your imagination to suit yourself. You're an idolater. You're an idolater. An idolater is one who creates a God in their imagination that they're comfortable with. You've created a God in your mind that says murder's okay. Murder's okay.
Yeah, but you know what? I mean, I don't know. It can go back and forth with all of this.
I mean, God murdered a lot of people, too. Let's think about
No, that. God never murdered anybody. No.
When the flood happened, what happened? What was that?
That was justice. That was justice. That was justice.
But you clarify that.
That was justice. No, it's clear. It's all clear to you, Fred. You just don't like it.
No, it's not clear.
It is clear. It is, because God's giving you a conscience. You're not, Fred, you're not stupid. Fred, you're not stupid. You're not.
No, I'm not.
You're not.
I don't think I am.
I don't think you are either.
Well, I don't think it's right.
It doesn't matter what you think. It doesn't matter what you think, Fred. It doesn't matter what you think.
As a matter of fact, you're very articulate, Fred, to be honest with
you. You're a murderer trying to tell us how to stop murder. You don't have a leg to stand on, Fred. You don't have a leg. You don't have a leg to stand on. Well, we're going to keep doing it, Fred. We're going to keep doing it. You don't care that much, Fred. You don't care that much.
No, I'm just saying. I'm not going to do.
You worship you.
I really don't have to do.
You worship you, Fred. You worship your God of convenience. No, Fred, you don't care. No, no, no. You don't care about other people.
Oh.
You don't, Fred. And you keep.
To
I'm going
to
hold you account for that blasphemy, too, man. Not just your murder. That's why you stay. That's why you stay, Fred.
I have nothing to do right.
It's pride.
I have nothing to do right.
Pride right, as your child is being murdered inside.
I'm just
not. No, you're not supporting her. You're aiding and abetting a murder, Fred. You're not supporting her. Yeah, you're aiding and abetting a murder. You might as well have the scalpel or the vacuum and suck the baby out in pieces yourself. You're just as guilty as the doctor and the woman who's...
Wow. Yeah, I know. And Mike's grown up.
We don't want that, man. That's why we're talking to you. We're not talking to you because we hate you. We're talking to you because we...
Fred, and that's the truth. In Christ, we love you.
That's true. That's true. But you're not hard to believe that.
It is true. Believe me, it is.
You're hard to believe that. We're here to prove it to you. If you need any help, we're here to prove it to you. With our actions, not just our words.
But you got to go in there and get her, man. You got to go in there and do the right thing.
We'll let us help her. Get her out and let us help her.
We'll find a family to take care of the child. We'll find the support to take care of her premarital needs, prenatal needs, and to provide for food and clothing and doctor visits, doctor checkups with good doctors. Yeah, we're ready to do all of that. We're ready to put our mouth money where our mouth is. But Fred, right now you're putting your money where your mouth is, in the name of a child. Yeah.
Good analogies about murder. Coming in saying, don't treat me with respect.
Yeah,
we are here to help Fred. And you can see it's an action if you bring her out of it. We are here to help
her. Come out.
She'll come out. She's still going to be a mother. She's going to be the mother of a dead baby. That's never going to change. She's always going to be a mother. She'll be the mother of a child she killed.
So do you guys harass them when they come out?
We don't harass anybody.
No, we tell them the truth. We tell them they need to repent and come to faith in Christ or they're going to hell for murder. We tell them the truth.
Wow.
We tell them the truth. We talk to murderers as murderers.
How do you guys know this?
How do we know what?
How do you know they've been going to hell for abortion?
Because that's what the Word of God says. That's what God says in His Word.
I want to read that.
It says all murderers will have their part in the lake of fire.
Where?
Revelation 21:8.
Okay. I'm going to read it.
All murderers, all cowards, all effeminate, all liars, all thieves.
Yeah, I would like to see like all the abortion, everybody who had abortion going to hell. I would like to see better.
Why would you like to see it? Why?
Here's a
why?
Here. This is what Psalm 139 says about the child of the womb. That's what it says. For you, formed by God, my inner heart, you knitted me together with my mother's womb. God did that.
Murderers go to hell, Fred, because God knows their heart. God knows their heart. The very thing that maybe you and others think will be the evidence to get them out of hell when they stand before God is the very evidence that will convict you.
Before you walk into that abortion clinic, can I talk to you first? Can I have a minute of your time, please?
We have a family that's ready to adopt your child right now.
This is a decision with eternal... Huh?
Yeah.
Come and talk to
murderers
us.
Also lie about it.
Please come and talk to us. Sir, are you taking part in this? If you're an accomplice to murder, if you are, let us talk to you, sir. We're here to help you, not to hurt you, to help you.
Watch your back, friend.
Please let us help you. There might be a place.
Might be.
Go around, look around once, yeah.
You need to repent, Fred. You need to turn from your sin and put your trust in Christ, man.
Hey, I do that all the time.
No, you don't.
I do.
No, Fred, you don't.
I do.
Fred,
man,
no.
For real, I do.
Fred, your repentance isn't true if you're bringing a woman in here to murder her child, man. You're repenting to a God that doesn't exist outside of your mind.
Maybe that's
outside
what
of your mind.
Maybe that's what I'm doing.
It is what you're doing, Fred. If you
maybe
think God condones this, yeah, man, you're praying to air, man. You're not praying to the God who created you. You're not praying to the God who created you. And you know that, Fred. I'm not
I don't know that.
Yeah, you
I
do.
Don't.
You
I
do.
You're trying to convince me.
No, 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 no. You already convinced.
No.
That's why the Bible says you're without excuse.
If I'm convinced, we could have been down in everything.
No, no, no. Because you love your sin more than you love God. Because you love yourself more than you love God. No, that's the Word of God's opinion. That's the Word of God's opinion, Fred, not mine. My opinion's irrelevant. My opinion's irrelevant. Right. What I'm sharing with you isn't my opinion. I'm sharing with you the truth of God's Word.
Nothing, huh?
And God is true, Fred. God is true.
I don't know.
know, everybody should have their own, you know, right to do it. This is America, right?
No, all right, so I should have the right to murder you?
Yeah, if you want.
No, that's ridiculous. Fred, you don't live that way. Fred, you don't live that way, man. You don't believe that. You don't believe that. You don't believe that.
Get respect. No, I'm saying, if I disrespected you, you have your right to do whatever you want to do with me.
That's not true, Fred. You don't believe that, Fred. You don't believe that. And you again, you look, when you blaspheme.
There will be chaos. This is why it's police. That's why police.
Right. You don't believe that, Fred?
No, I do believe that. If you went up there and you punched that man over there, that man got a right to kill you. I believe that. Yes, I do. And you.
But that man doesn't have a right to punch you.
Exactly. Exactly.
Based on
why
what?
Did you punch me?
Based on what?
If
truth is determined by you, by the individual, if your truth is your truth and my truth is my truth, who are we to say each other's truth is wrong? But we don't live that way. God has written the truth on your heart, man. You know it's wrong to murder. Not because there's a law against murder. Yeah, you do. No, no. Look, there's nothing respectful about murdering a child. There's nothing respectful about that.
All I'm saying is the way you guys are doing it. That's all I'm saying. Man, you saying...
Murderers don't deserve respect.
There you go. That's
murderers don't deserve respect.
That's where you're wrong.
No, I'm not wrong.
That's where you're wrong.
No.
This is the law. This is like God.
Yeah, and it was legal to whip someone like you and kill you. It was legal. It was legal, and you want me to respect that law? Come on, Fred. Come on, Fred. African Americans have been yelling for reparations for years.
We have yet to get any. But all I'm saying is this: you guys know that it was wrong to whip black people, right?
Yeah.
If somebody whipped me, I'm gonna try to whip them back. I die. Right? That's my same thing. I died. Same thing I'm talking about right now.
You're inconsistent.
I'm inconsistent.
You're inconsistent. Slavery is wrong, but murder is okay. You're inconsistent.
All I'm saying is you hit me out here.
Slavery is wrong.
The present day.
Slavery of your ancestors was wrong, but murder of your contemporaries is okay. You're inconsistent. You're hypocritical in your worldview.
All right. That's your opinion.
No, it's true. It's true.
No.
The fact that it's a law doesn't make it right. The fact that it's a law doesn't make it right, man. The fact that it was a law to enslave your people never made it right for a moment. Never made it right for a moment.
Have a good day.
Came from the psychiatrist.
Huh?
Came from the psychiatrist.
Oh.
He's a rat.
He's a rat?
I'm gonna help my daughter.
He's a rat then, yeah. I will. What's his name? Dr. Hermosa. I'll pray for you too. God bless you. Have a good day. Fred, the Nazis said all the Germans had so peace, is that right?
It was legal. Everything Hitler did was legal, Fred. Everything he did. But did it make it right, Fred? Was it ever right?
Was that right, Fred?
No, you're backstroking now, Fred. You're backstroking, man. You're backstroking.
I don't know. I care when you speak up here. I don't
you,
know.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. But if you answer honestly, it ruins your faith.
You guys are protesting. Hell no. No, but we're not murdering anybody. We're just talking to people telling the truth. That's what we're here for. That was wrong, telling the German people that Jews were not people.
No,
it was okay to murder them.
Oh, hang on. It was legal. According to your... Fred, according to your standard, so long as it's legal, it's okay.
Hey, that's all that matters at the end, though.
No, Fred. No, Fred.
You guys say, you know, God will judge everybody, and they're going to go to hell because they had abortions.
They're going to go to hell because they broke God's law, because they murdered. Unless they turn from their sin and put their trust in Christ.
Fred, God says that.
You don't set the standard, Fred.
You want me for an abortion today? Can we talk to you first? There are no dentists here.
There are no dentists here. You know that.
Abortion.
Those who murder also lie about it. See that, Fred? Murderers lie, man. Murderers lie. Murderers lie.
Yeah, abortions don't help
you. Yeah. Yeah, they're all brokenhearted, Fred, as they were walking in talking about going to the dentist. Yeah, they're really brokenhearted about what they're about to do. No, Fred. You're not brokenhearted, Fred. You're participating in a murder today. You're not brokenhearted.
No, I'm not, because I made my decision.
Right, because your heart is hard as stone, man. Your heart is hard as stone. You love your sin. You love your sin and you love death.
You got to change that.
By going in there and doing the right thing.
We're out here.
That would be inconvenient.
Honest to God, we will.
Yeah, you do, Fred. Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do, Fred. No, God is judged. God is judged. God is judged, Fred.
No, I didn't have to come out and talk to you. I came out and talked to you.
Yeah, there's a reason we're here.
Right, there's a reason. There's a reason, Fred.
Can I talk to you if you're going in for an abortion today?
No.
Can I have a minute of your time?
No, Fred, we're not judging you. We don't have that authority.
Yeah.
But God has already judged you.
Yeah, but you guys are judging people. You said you're going to hell for murder if you have that authority.
You're judging me. Why are you judging me, Fred?
No, I'm not judging you.
Yeah, you are, Fred. You came out here and told me what I'm doing is wrong. No, you passed judgment on me, Fred. Fred,
my opinion.
Be consistent. Be consistent, Fred. You're telling me I'm wrong, Fred.
Well, maybe you are wrong. I mean,
Fred, then you're judging.
Why are you
judging, Fred? Why are you judging?
That's not wrong.
Because they're over 100 feet away, Fred. See, Fred, you're inconsistent, man. You don't believe anything that's coming out of your mouth, Fred. You don't.
Why are you yelling at people?
Because we don't want them to murder their children.
It's not effective.
You don't know that, Fred. You don't know that. You're one man and then to murder one baby. You're not out here every Tuesday. You're not. That, because you haven't seen it doesn't mean it doesn't happen, Fred. No, Fred. That's coming from a murderer, man. That's coming from the lips of a murderer. You don't have any cred. You've got no cred. You've got no credibility. You have no credibility. You don't.
But just because I'm doing this don't make it mean I had cred before I came here.
No, you don't have any.
Don't change anything, does it?
God needs to change you.
God has changed me.
God has not. God hasn't changed
you.
God has not saved you. God has not saved you, Fred.
Judging me. Don't know me.
It's the words that come out of your mouth that reveal the condition of your heart, Fred. You've blasphemed him a half a dozen times since we've been here. You don't love God. You don't love God. You hate God.
Really?
When you get angry, you don't say Osama bin Laden. You don't say Hitler. You don't say slave owner.
What do you say?
God. You blaspheme God. OMG. You blaspheme God.
Wow.
You've done it a half a dozen times, man. And it's what proceeds from the, what comes out of your mouth proceeds from the abundance of your heart.
That.
No, you believe in God. No, I know you believe in God.
Okay.
I know you believe in God. Every man does.
My own thing is, you have blasphemy God. Already.
You have.
Well, all I'm saying is, when I came out here, all I'm saying is, what y'all doing is not.
Yeah, you're judging effective. Us. You're judging us.
Okay, but that was my whole point.
Yeah.
We're not judging you, though.
Do you see the hypocrisy, Fred? You come out here and you say, hey, stop judging people while you're judging us. That's hypocrisy, Fred. That's hypocrisy.
Like you said, you're trying to help these people. I'm trying to help them.
No, you're not, Fred. You're trying to make them feel more comfortable in their murder. And you're trying to make yourself more comfortable in your murder. That's all, Fred. That's all this is about, Fred.
I'm not going to feel any more. You will, Fred. You know, it hurts coming down here.
No, it doesn't. Not enough,
Fred. You got a conscience.
Not enough, Fred. Doesn't hurt you enough, Fred.
But?
Doesn't hurt. Fred, it doesn't hurt. You're letting a baby be murdered today. It doesn't hurt you. You're not hurt about that. You're not, Fred. You're looking in the mirror and you're lying to yourself.
Thank you.
You're looking in the mirror, Fred, and you're lying to yourself. You're saying Fred's okay. Fred, God's going to be okay with this. Fred's okay. This is all right. The bad people are the ones who are trying to stop the murder. You're lying to yourself, Fred.
Not saying that you got bad because you got trying to hold your line. It's bad when you come.
Ah, there you go, judging us again, Fred. There you go. There you go, Fred. It's a both and, friend. And again, you are not the one who decides what is an effective way to stop murder because you're a murderer, Fred. That's ridiculous, Fred. That's ridiculous. Come on, man. Unless you turn from your sin and put your trust in Christ, yes. But if you turn from your sin and put your trust in Christ, God will forgive even this murder. Because he's good, because he's holy, because he's loving.
Good morning.
And you trample under your feet the blood of his son that was shed on the cross. You trample it under your feet, man. You mock him. You blaspheme him. And you call evil good and good evil. It's not about respect. You have no respect of God. You have no respect for human life. You don't know what respect is, Fred. No, Fred, you don't. You don't, Fred. You don't, Fred. Bringing a woman in here to murder a child is not respectful, Fred. Taking God's name in vain is not respectful, Fred. It's not respectful. You're not respectful, Fred. You're judging. No, you're not, Fred. You're not.
If I wasn't respectful, I would have came out here yelling and doing all this and all that to you guys. The way you guys
Fred,
pretty much did
Fred,
then when they walked
Fred,
out, when we walked in.
You think you're respectful because your barometer, your gauge for morality is so very low.
Wow.
It's so very low. You call evil good and you call good evil, Fred. It's because your morality is so low. You could see the murder of an unborn child as good, but you could see yelling at people not to murder as bad. That's because your level of morality is so low. You don't know that, Fred. You're speaking about things you don't know. 40, Fred. 40.
Here a day, 50.
40, Fred.
We're almost at that number.
50 a
day. We're almost there, and not one turned around yet.
You know what? But we're here
and?
Times a week, okay?
That means y'all yelling.
Help us. There are people that change their minds.
People know the truth, man. They're hearing the truth. It's up to God to change their heart. It's up to us to love God and to love people by obeying His word and coming out here and pleading with people not to murder their child.
And our victory, Fred.
That's really cool. That
Fred,
yeah,
Fred.
All of them for the
obedience is effective.
Really?
That doesn't matter.
Fred, there are victories here.
But again, you're not the one to judge.
I'm not lying.
I can't judge.
You're,
do the right thing, man. Do the right thing, Fred.
Fred, hey, Fred. All right, we love you, brother. We're here to help. Remember that, okay?